Instead of value engineering, we're engineering value, bringing you thought leadership on how to find success in U.S. manufacturing. This is Engineering Value, a Draper podcast.
Hello and welcome to Engineering Value, a podcast by Draper. I'm your host today, Tyler Kern. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode. Now today we're introducing two new products from Draper, the Acumen series of projection screens and the foundation mount system for LED video walls. And joining me are two subject matter experts who are going to walk us through the details here. First we have Grant Wiley. He's the Director of Product Management for AV Structures and Solutions at Draper. Grant, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. It's great to be here. It's exciting times we have right now.
Absolutely. I'm excited to dive in and talk a little bit more about these products here in just one moment. And we also have Monica Altman. She's a sales consultant for national accounts at Draper. Monica, it's great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, as Grant mentioned, it's an exciting time. Two new products to break down and to get into the details of. So, Grant, let's begin by discussing the foundation mount system for LED walls. What needs existed in the industry that prompted the development of this new product line? So tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, Tyler, it's kind of funny, actually, because what actually started off was kind of a different path. We had a lot of LED manufacturers and dealers, integrators coming to us saying, we really need you to provide trim or cladding to go around the displays that's aesthetically pleasing. And the challenge we had was that many of the manufactured products, the LED panels and that, they don't accommodate for that. There's no holes on the outside to attach to. There's no means there. The mounting structures that they were using to mount the LEDs to the walls or whatever they're attaching them to, they also didn't have any real means to attach to. So we set out on a path to create a trim to go around the outside of these. But in that idea, we realized the only way to effectively do that was to provide a structure that goes behind the display that we could attach to, which really led the direction for the foundation. When we kind of hit that epiphany, we decided that it really makes sense for us to focus on developing a structure that is geared towards that integrator. So we had the integrators and those dealers coming to us asking for this. Well, let's make a product that's really geared towards what they do on a daily basis to make it so that it's easy for them to install, economical, allowing them to provide the most value or profitability in what they're doing on a daily basis. So really it came around from trying to create trim for LED displays. And the end result was a really high quality, value oriented mounting structure.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting that the integrators were involved kind of from the beginning of the process. That way you created a product that really served their needs. So I think that that's really a positive aspect. So from that perspective, you feel like this, that the fact that integrators had feedback and had input into the creation really helps it, you know, meet those exact needs and those specifications that they're looking for on a daily basis. And I think that's an important thing.
It is a very important thing. And one of the key elements there is trying to take out the challenges that they have on this day-to-day basis. So more than anything is you're trying to eliminate the issues that come up when you're on a job site. That's where your challenges really come in. And you get there and the walls that you're trying to attach to aren't flat. The area is cluttered with other things. It's hard to get access to the actual location, or your access might be limited on the size of whatever boxes or pieces of metal or whatever you're bringing in there. And then also the number of people you have on the job site, along with the amount of time they're on the job site, that adds up to dollars. So when we set out to develop this design, one of the key elements was we wanted to make it so it was a single person installation. So one single technician could be on site and install pretty much any size LED array that they would be needing to install onto a wall. And they could accommodate that, or they could accommodate walls that aren't traditionally, well, you think they're flat. You look at them, they look flat. But if you get up there with a nice laser level or straight edge, you'll see that the walls aren't. And so we need to take up those inconsistencies in our structure so that that's not passed along to the front face of the LED display.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And yeah, I love that aspect of it being able to be, you know, installed by one technician. I think that's an incredible value for these integrators. So Grant, talk me through some of the key features of the foundation mount system that are going to benefit installers and designers.
So as I kind of maybe beating a dead horse, but really focusing on that single person installation. We have to put in certain elements to the structure, to the design that allows for them or one person to be able to install components on a wall that might be heavy, might be long. Kind of in a way, it's too hard to hold that piece up in the air and try to drive a screw through it into the wall and hold it into place. So we incorporated simple things like keyholes for the mounting holes. So you would locate your screws in the wall at the right location and then hang components on the wall from those screws that are already there, utilizing the keyholes, then tightening things down. And then beyond that, we have other elements of the component that are elements of the system that are allow other components to be hung from what's already been up there with the same aspect in mind, where the integrator, the installer, they hang the component, then they get their screws ready and they bolt it together and tighten it down. So they're not trying to hold something up in the air and screw it together, because we all know that that's always a nightmare. It's, if anybody's ever put in a ceiling fan, they know how difficult that can be. So those are really some of the main key elements. I mean, we incorporated other items like laser level notches, so that if you're using a laser level on it, we provide sight marks on the product, all over the product, so that they could utilize those same sight marks from one portion to the other to ensure everything's level and plumb. We provide specialized alignment fixtures. One of the biggest things with an LED display is alignment of all of the LED panels has to be very precise in your horizontal, vertical, and also the Z-axis. So we provide several different tools with the solution that allows for the alignment of the mount to match the required precision of the LED display. Those come with every one of the mounts, and it enables the mount to be installed quickly, easily, and with as minimal amount of tape measure or measurement as possible, because the fixture sets the location of the components.
Right. So when it comes to sizing options, video walls can come in different sizes, and people have different needs for them. So what are the sizing options that are available when it comes to the foundation mount system?
Well, it's good you ask, because really we don't have any limitations there. As you know, as you mentioned, they come in many different sizes. We focused on a standard offering to match up to kind of like a standard EDID resolution for the LED panel. So in a 16:9 aspect ratio, we offer traditional sizes in that 16:9 aspect ratio, ranging from 8 feet wide to 24 foot wide and 16:9 aspect ratio. And then also another size for command and control, which is a little bit longer and narrower. But if somebody wants something that's not a standard 16:9 aspect ratio, the product's configurable. So when they order it from us, they tell us the array size is going to be 8 cabinets wide by 6 cabinets tall. And the system that we would kit together here at the factory would actually be shipped out at that particular array size. So regardless of what the array size is, we kit it that way, but we have standard offerings as well.
I think that's a really important thing to note, because people are finding different uses and different applications for LED video walls all the time. And so I think that, having that customization, having that ability to just mix and match the size that works for them, I think is probably an important aspect. And again, just speaks to that desire to be able to take care of both integrator and also end customer, right?
Exactly. That's one of the things that does set LED apart from other technologies, is the ability to set up those oddball aspect ratios. I'm going to call it oddball because it's just not it's not your typical, LCD aspect ratio or projection screen. It can be set up completely different. And when you set up a different aspect ratio and things like that in a digital signage environment, it draws people's eyes to it because it looks different. It doesn't blend in. We're so used to looking at TVs and that kind of stuff that anymore, digital signage on that aspect, it just kind of blends in. And when you change that up, it really makes a difference in how people react to it and look at it and see it. So it draws the eye.
Absolutely. Well, so that kind of covers the foundation mount system for LED video walls. Grant, is there anything else you want to say about this new product to help summarize the benefits? We've spoken about the ease of install, the various sizing options, and some of the key features and benefits for installers and designers. Is there anything else that you want to cover when it comes to the foundation mount system?
I guess the last thing to really hit on that is really the cover the value to the product. The product offers a very high value to all parties involved, as far as its ease of ordering, so that you can order it in whatever configuration you want. It's economical. The price per square meter is probably on par or the best in the market right now. That ease of installation for one technician, a fairly large wall can be done by one tech in one day. So it offers an awful lot of value, and that's the one thing that we're trying to promote with it is it's a value engineered product.
Absolutely. And with the podcast being titled Engineering Value, I think that's a good point to make just about this product and the value that it can provide. All right. So, Monica, moving on to the Acumen series of projection screens, I want to start in a similar place to where we started with our conversation with Grant. What needs were you recognizing in the market that really led you to create this line of products?
Yeah, so Draper noticed that there was a pretty big gap in the market as far as aesthetically pleasing and also large screens were concerned. So we came up with the Acumen to fill in those gaps. And to my knowledge, we are the only ones who can provide that now in the market. So it's pretty exciting. These screens are available in very large sizes. Typically, most of the screens that are available currently in the market, they get to be a little more industrial looking the larger you get. So we're trying to find something that is, like I said, aesthetically pleasing and can blend in with the spaces and pair well with the fancier or modern style rooms and environments. So also homes and offices are becoming media centers and they need flexibility as far as controls and sizes, surface options and things of that nature. So we get a lot of opportunities where wiring really can't be done. So as far as like brick walls or historical buildings, some classrooms, home theaters, things where people don't want to rip into the wall and have an electrician come out and wire a bunch of things up. So we've seen those gaps and we are adapting to them by creating the Acumen, and we're very excited.
Right. So tell me about some of the key features that make this attractive for installers and designers. As you were just mentioning there, you wanted to have that flexibility for different types of rooms with different types of walls, things along those lines. So kind of talk me through some of those features that makes this work for them.
Yeah. So the Acumen is going to be available in a bunch of different formats. So tensioned and non-tensioned, large case, small case, and even in a recharge model. So the sizes are flexible as well as the surfaces. They'll go all the way up to 18 feet wide. And with the recharge,
battery operated.
Yes, it is battery operated. We are extremely excited about that because there is no need for any cords. So this is perfect for the situation of a historical building or a classroom, a home theater, things of that nature, up to 10 feet wide that they can install it on the wall using the Z-clips, tap right into the stud. You don't have to worry about wiring anything at all. It just goes right on the wall.
That recharge is also available with a wireless hub that can communicate with other systems. Like you can set it up to work with an Android phone or an iPhone to actually manage the control up and down. It also can be controlled by local command system. So if you're looking for control of the unit, you can still do that. But the nice thing is it's completely wireless system. It mounts to the wall. The battery that runs the motor will run for about 6 months in most applications, probably longer than that in many applications. And then for recharging it, it's just a matter of recharging just like you'd recharge your phone. It uses a USB cable with a micro USB. You plug it into a wall wart, and it charges itself up in a couple hours, and then it's good to go for another 6 months.
So for that, is the battery removed from the projection screen and then plug into the wall that way?
Nope. The battery is actually built into the system. It's part of the motor itself. So the system is self-contained. And it's basically you can hang it on the wall and go from there. It can be purchased with an infrared remote control or
the module that is compatible with like Amazon Alexa, Google Home, or mobile apps of that nature. So, and sorry to hit back on the installation and how easy it is for installers and designers. We created this so that it has removable fascia. So if you needed to work on something or maybe adjust the viewing area of the screen, it's very simple to remove the fascia. As far as installing the screen, we have the floating mounting brackets. So like you can drill the brackets right into the stud and then clip the screen onto the brackets in one easy motion. So we also have ceiling brackets available if wall mounting is not possible and they need to suspend this from the ceiling. So it's very easy to service, very easy to install, and it looks great. And on top of that, we are extremely excited because we're going to be offering a 7-year warranty on this. It's extended past what most screen manufacturers would typically offer. And we are very confident in the product that we are about to bring to the market.
So you were mentioning the variety of motor and control options and just that ability to utilize these different options that exist. What makes that a valuable feature for the marketplace these days?
Every application, every location that something that they install a projection screen in, they typically want to have their own method of command and control. How do we make this screen go up and down? If it's a home installation per se, say it's a residential application, being able to connect to things like Alexa or Google Home allows for the client, the end user, to be able to say, okay, Alexa, lower my screen, or okay, Google, time to watch a movie, and then let the screen go on its way. In a commercial application, we have control over Ethernet that could work just as well. So,
and also being able to tie in the projector to the screen so that both come down at the same time. That's
exactly.
A very common request that we're able to accommodate with all of our electric screens.
Absolutely. And I think that one of the things that really stands out to me is just the level of thought that Draper has put into this product. Because in spaces, especially corporate spaces, it's not just it's not just functional, but it's also a part of the design of the room, right? And for companies that want to appear sleek and modern and have, it fit the aesthetic of the business, that's also an important thing, is just to show, hey, we understand that the technology we're using, it fits in with the aesthetic of the office, and this kind of works as a cohesive unit. I think all of that, plays a really big role in this being a successful product.
Yes, I definitely agree. And also, I really want to hit on how this is going to change the home theater market, because in these times of COVID-19 and people having to quarantine and be home, this is the perfect opportunity to, turn that extra room in your house into a home theater with the simplicity of the Acumen and the design of it. So we are we're coming in with this product at a good but bad time.
Opportune time.
Yes, opportune time.
Yeah, people are spending more time at home than ever, right? And so so if you have that ability to utilize a home theater system and want a fantastic, projection screen product, the Acumen series is really a great place to go for that. And especially with more people looking to entertainment for, ways to pass the time, especially, in the evenings and that sort of thing, this seems like a fantastic option for that.
Yeah, absolutely. So much that I might put one in my house.
No, I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, two fantastic products, the Acumen series of projection screens and the foundation mount system for LED video walls, brought to you by Draper. Grant Wiley and Monica Altman, thank you guys so much for joining me today, describing the benefits and the features of these products. And I'm excited to learn more and to see more moving forward. If people want to get more information from Draper on these products and ways to get in touch with Draper, where can they find that information?
The easiest method would be to go to draperinc.com, and you can see all of the information about what we talked about today there.
Absolutely, draperinc.com, as well as podcasts like this, and Draper have a number of them. So for all of the information to stay up to date with the products that Draper offers, make sure to subscribe to Engineering Value, the podcast, and of course, you'll be able to get more information on all of these products there. So Grant Wiley, Monica Altman, thank you guys so much for joining me here on the podcast and explaining more about these products.
Yeah, thank you, Tyler.
Yes, thank you.
And everyone, thank you so much for joining us today. Remember to subscribe to the podcast and visit draperinc.com for more information. And of course, we'll be back soon with more episodes of the podcast. But until then, I've been your host today, Tyler Kern. Thanks so much for listening.